And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. We're very, very pleased to have the West Georgia Beekeepers Association in the studio with us today. We're going to be talking about an upcoming event right next door to us. It's going to be coming up Tuesday, January 14th. That's next Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. right here next door to us at the Carroll County Ag Center, 900 Noonan Road. You can come out for the West Georgia Beekeepers Association. We'll be holding a meeting from 6:30 to 8:30, again next Tuesday at the Carroll County Ag Center. And the meeting is open to anyone with an interest in bees and beekeeping. So we're going to be talking about bees, beekeeping, and of course, give you plenty of information about next week's meeting. This is a very coveted topic. People are very interested in the science and the art of beekeeping. So we have two folks in the studio with us today that have probably forgotten more about bees than I or Colin or Joel will ever know. We have Russ King and Damon Stitcher, both board members with the West Georgia Beekeepers Association. Let's get those mics right around there in front of your mouth. Good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all?
Good morning.
Hey, doing good.
Awesome, awesome. Thank y'all so much for joining us. Why don't we first start with just a little bit of personal history. Tell us a bit about yourself. And we'll start with Russ. Russ, tell us a bit about yourself and what got you interested in the perilous world of beekeeping.
Well, I've been learning about bees for 18 years, and I had a friend as a commercial beekeeper, and that got us into it. And so we just started doing it, and it started, and we just kept on going. You know, we just we've done it forever. We run two bee yards, run 20 to 30 hives a year, and we sell honey and sell bee products and bees.
Whoa. So now commercial beekeeping, when you hear that, does that mean that they are raising the bees to collect the honey to sell? Is that kind of what they're, when you say commercial?
They usually are running 500 to 1,000, 2,000 hives. They get honey. Whoa. They sell lots of bees, stuff like that.
That's a lot of hives. Okay. So commercial, you're saying a few hundred hives, typically.
Basically, these guys, that's all they do for a living.
Okay.
Just keep bees. Unlike us, we still have jobs.
Yeah, sure. So you guys have full-time jobs. And I'm sure a lot of other people. About how many folks are in the West Georgia Beekeepers Association?
75 to 100 members.
Excellent.
Not, they don't come all the time, but we have that many paid members.
But I think that's a good thing to know, you know, to kind of see that it's a, that's about the size of this, of the local chapter. Because that, I mean, this is a, you know, there are a lot of folks interested in this topic, a lot of folks interested in the symbiotic relationship between raising bees and the impact that it has on nature. So, like, let's just say your average member, let's say yourself there, sir, like, so about how many hives would someone who's just doing this, you know, for their friends and family or just as a personal ritual, you know, as a hobby, like, about how many hives would you have?
Most people have 3 to 5 hives. It comes and goes, you know. Some members don't even have hives. They're like master beekeepers or master gardeners. And they just like to come participate in the club.
Oh, nice. Well, hey, you know, that's a big part of what they do at Master Gardeners. I mean, it's kind of like the front end or the back end, I guess, depending on how you're viewing the cycle there of keeping those plants healthy and alive. So it makes sense. It would make sense they would be coming around and learning as much as they could. Let's throw it over to Damon Stitcher. Damon, you are a board member with the West Georgia
Beekeeper. Former board member, yeah. Yeah,
sure.
I'm not serving right now on the board, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, tell us a bit about you.
Got into beekeeping mainly because I like honey. And I had a nephew that had bees, and I'd been talking about it for several years. And I always wanted to wait until I retired from work, but he got me into it before I retired. And hadn't looked back since. I have run as many as 15 hives, but getting a little older now, and I think I have 6 hives this season. And but yes, very interesting. And talking about how many hives you really need to run, we'll have a lot of people come into the association and say, you know, I just want one hive of bees, but that's really not feasible. Mm. We try to tell people, try to teach them how to be self-sustainable. You really need to run about 5 hives because in the beekeeping world, you're going to lose about 30% of your bees each year. And that's just the way it is. So if we can have them start with enough hives, so if they do lose that 30%, they have a nucleus to start and keep their bees going without having to purchase so many bees.
But, yeah. I see. So that 30%, so that is to the, would that be to pest, disease, the weather?
Yes. Yes, all of those. Yes.
Okay. So let's talk a bit about, because, you know, there are a lot of ins and outs of this art. And you know, we're lucky to have a, you know, right here in West Georgia, Beekeepers Association that provides resources for individuals that are interested in possibly raising bees. Whoever would like to take this question, could you tell us a bit about the West Georgia Beekeepers Association, sort of maybe a bit about their history, and of course, how they serve members?
We actually spun off of the CalEDA, Noonan, there in Noonan. We had several of us were attending. We did not have a chapter there in Douglas County, so we were attending the CalEDA club. And we had a lady by the name of Marilyn Parker. She took it upon herself to just try to come up with a, you know, be more local to Douglas County, where we wouldn't be having to travel to CalEDA. And so she sort of spearheaded the association there in Douglas County. Yeah.
Excellent.
We have two socials each year. This is our main draw. We have a picnic in June, and then we have our Christmas party and dinner, and several socials, and of course the meetings each month that we gather. That's the third Thursday of each month.
So let's say that you know, John or Jane Q Public is tuning in, and they're interested in possibly entering this wild world of beekeeping. So if they were to join this organization, you know, what kind of resources, classes, information can they expect from joining an organization like the West Georgia Beekeepers Association?
Well, we have a short course every year. It's usually in February. And then a lot of us participate in mentoring programs. Mm-hmm. So we kind of help in your general area. If there's somebody that lives near you, we try to put that on that type of that person there. So we help that way. But we do all kinds of seminars and stuff like that. So they and the biggest thing is just don't be embarrassed and ask a question, you know. So, yeah, the club's been around since 2012. So, and there's members from Carroll, Hurd, Harrelson, Paulding, Cobb, you know. So we have members from all over. So, you know, wherever people are, we try to have mentors in that location.
Excellent. Well, before we take our first commercial break, one of the most important questions I got to ask. If you had to guesstimate, how many times have you been stung?
There's just no number. I mean, you're going to get stung. If you don't think you'll get stung, you don't need to be beekeeping, even with bee suits and all that. But, I mean, it's no different than walking through your backyard. You're going to get stung if there's honeybees around. So, but if you're beekeeping and you're robbing their honey, yes, they're going to sting. That makes them mad.
Because that's what you're doing, you know, I guess when you're collecting that honey, you know, and they don't quite get it. You know, they don't get what you're up to, and that they're just going to keep replenishing it. But they get mad.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, but there again, you know, you have your bee jackets, you have your veils, you have your gloves, and it's not like you're going into battle, you know, each
sure.
time. And the more you learn, the more you're calm with your bees, and the slower you can move. It's not, you know, we don't want people to think, you know, it's just you're just going to get stung to death. Mm-hmm. I might have got stung three times this past year.
Sure.
But in my first years of beekeeping, when you're in the learning curve, you do get stung more. But you learn, you know, you learn your bees and you learn how to move among your bees, and you do get stung, but it's not.
And let's be honest though, about how many bees would be, let's just say, in your hives at home, if you had a rough number of all
of these? It depends on the time of the year. During the summer months, you're probably going to have 60 or 70,000 bees.
So 3 out of 60,000 is not
bad.
In
that colony, but during the winter months, you know, they do die out. So.
Oh, yeah.
And bees don't want to sting you because honeybees have barbs. Mm-hmm. So if they sting you, they die. Where wasps, hornets, and all that, they just keep stinging you. So they don't want to sting you.
Yep.
So
they're not aggressive. They're defensive. They don't go out to sting you. They're not aggressive, but they will defend that hive. They're defending their home. So they're defensive, not aggressive.
Hey, if someone came into my house to steal my honey, I'd probably sting them too.
Yeah, yeah.
We got the West Georgia Beekeepers Association in the studio with us today, Russ King and Damon Stitcher. We're here today to talk about the upcoming the association meeting, West Georgia Beekeepers Association meeting, which will be next Tuesday, January 14th, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Carroll County Ag Center right here next door to us at 900 Noonan Road. And the meeting is open to anyone with an interest in bees and beekeeping. For more information, of course, go to westgabeekeepers.com. We're going to take our first commercial break, but when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Russ and Damon about the world of beekeeping and a bit more about what folks can expect at this meeting upcoming, and of course, plenty of handy advice for all those interested in dealing with bees. Community Voice, brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Curran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop. Seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
And we're back to Community Voice. Today is Tuesday, January 7th. Time is 8:42 a.m. And I am your host, Josh Engel. If you're just tuning in, we're now in the second segment with the West Georgia Beekeepers Association. We have members Damon Stitcher and Russ King. And we've been talking about the organization. Be sure to check out the full podcast of this episode, which will be uploaded to this station's website, as well as graticcommunications.com. So you can get some of the personal background on Russ and Damon, as well as information about the organization. And of course, be sure to put in your calendar next Tuesday, January 14th, from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Carroll County Ag Center. You can join their next meeting, West Georgia Beekeepers Association. They're going to be meeting there, and it is open to anyone with an interest in bees and beekeeping. All right, Russ, let's throw it back to you, sir. So we've been talking a bit about, you know, in generalities about the organization, a bit about some of the resources and the community there that's available to those interested in beekeeping. But the actual organization has a pretty wide presence in this community and beyond. If you could, tell us a bit about the ways that the organization engages with the public, and perhaps a bit more about the impact you've had right here at UWG.
Yeah, we get phone calls a lot, especially from schools, where we send people out and they'll talk to the kids about beekeeping and stuff like that. But then extension offices call us, organizations call us, and we'll go do a program for them. Seniors, and we do stuff for senior events at churches and stuff like that. Festivals, you know, like Greystone has their yearly festival. We always have a booth set up there. We've done stuff in downtown Carrollton. We try to participate as much as we can. If an organization will call us and give us a good heads up, we'll get everything set up. We have tables and all that, and we bring out, you know, and try to set up a table and answer questions for the public.
Excellent.
We do the West Georgia thing.
About the college?
Yeah.
Yeah, Greg Payne there at the University of West Georgia. They wanted to have hives there at the college, and they have a greenhouse there already. So they did have a good area there, you know, flowers and things for the bees. So we did go out there to the college and help them set up their beekeeping yard there. And we got them going good, but we hadn't been out there in several years. I don't know if they still have bees there or not. But yeah, we did help them get their beekeeping program started there at the college.
Excellent. Yeah, if anyone's a part of that group at West Georgia, be sure to you know, to give us an update. Maybe send a picture of the bees thriving to the West Georgia Beekeepers Association. So that has kind of landed a permanent impact there on the university, having that bee house there. Whereabouts on the campus is that bee house? Of course, talking about the university is confusing because it's like they all have like one address, you know.
On the campus. It's sort of located in the back.
Sort of area. On the side where the stadium is and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, you go around past the stadium. If you know where the greenhouse is, you know where the bees are.
Yeah, I think over there with the archaeology department and stuff. I'm pretty sure it's back up
yeah,
in there.
Yeah.
So that's exciting, and that's a way for students to engage, college students to engage. So you're saying that you know, the group has a history of giving public presentations both for kids and seniors here in the community. Why do you think that's so important?
Well, somebody's got to follow in our footsteps. I mean, we need young beekeepers.
Yeah.
75% of the food you eat has been touched by a bee. So we need to have as many bees as possible, you know. So we just need to keep promoting it.
And a lot of these events that we do go to, like Russ was saying, the club does have an observation hive that has a glass frame there. And especially the young people, that they can see into that hive. They see the workers, they see the queen, and it's very fascinating. And like Russ says, you know, if you got to have some young folks come and show some interest to keep this going.
So this is incredibly important for our local environment.
Yes.
To be to have groups like this raising bees.
Yeah.
To help, you know, pollinate and take care of our local plant life and whatnot. So I am curious. There's two big questions I've been wanting to ask. One, I've always wanted to ask somebody that dealt with bees. So this is my opportunity. You know, you mentioned earlier the protective gear. You know, there's different beekeeping equipment that folks can wear that will limit the amount of bee stings. It's possible some are still going to happen, but you know, as we were talking before the show, maybe that's not too bad for you. You know, it may not be super helpful, but it does seem that you know, at least at certain parts of the, throughout history and in parts of the world, you know, they felt that bee stings were healthy for you, good for you. So you're probably going to get a few, but for the most part, you have this security, you have the protective gear. Now, there's smoke is an important part of this.
Yes.
But I've always wanted to ask, what kind of smoke is it? You know, I've wondered, is it like, you know, like actual like combusted mesquite cubes or something, or is it something else?
You can use whatever's at hand. Pine straw is usually the go-to. I use pine shavings like people would use in their, if they have backyard chickens.
Sure.
You can use pine bark. What the smoke does, the bees communicate by pheromone, and that smoke actually confuses the bees to mask these pheromones, so it breaks the line of their communication. You have guard bees at the hive that, you know, they say, hey, something's wrong. Let's get ready. You know, somebody's attacking us here. They're going to come into our hive. They're going to pull the roof off and start arranging our furniture, you know, for us.
You've seen Game of Thrones, but you've never seen the drama like inside a beehive.
And so if you get that smoke in there and they can't communicate by these alarm pheromones, that's to your advantage. And it does calm the bees. And like I say, it's
makes things easier.
Yeah, it makes things easier for you.
Excellent. Well, so Russ, let's say that someone gets interested in buying a beehive. When you look into getting into this field, I mean, do you start with a queen? Do you start with the queen bee and then, you know, she has the babies and there's more? Or do you typically get like a handful of bees?
Well, you have to start with wood products. You got to have something to put the bees in.
Sure.
So you don't have to go buy brand new. You can go buy, you know, used stuff. There's nothing wrong with that. You clean it up, you paint it, you're good for it. Yeah. And then you can go buy bees. Well, bees come in various ways you get bees, but the two most common is you can buy a package. Packages are 3 pounds of bees. It's like in a shoebox. And you got all these bees in there with one queen. Hmm. And you basically, there's a little art, but you can install this in 15, 20 minutes and put the bees into your box, and you're set. Or you can buy a nuke, which is usually 5 frames of bees. It's already got brood, wax, everything, and you just transport them into your hives. And that's what basically we're going to talk about at the thing is the products that you need to have to start beekeeping and how to get your bees.
That's an important plug for our next segment. We're going to cover a bit more about this upcoming meeting. This is your opportunity right now. Put it on your calendar. If you've ever either had an interest in possibly getting into beekeeping, or perhaps you're a master gardener looking into studying your environmental benefactor, the bee, feel free to come out. Or maybe if you're just interested in learning more about the symbiotic relationship between bees and nature, and of course all the important information you need to know to raise bees, come on out next Tuesday, January 14th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Come on out to the Carroll County Ag Center right next door to us here at 900 Noonan Road. And this meeting is open to anyone with an interest in bees and beekeeping. Of course, for more information, go to westgabeekeepers.com. So, yes, time is 8:51. We're going to go ahead and take our last commercial break. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
The AP Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined advanced placement curriculum track to earn a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically prepared students to pursue college-level studies throughout 17 AP courses in 5 subject categories while enrolled at OMA. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop, seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at tanner.org.
And we're back to Community Voice. Time is 8:53. We're about to wrap up today's episode with the West Georgia Beekeepers Association. We have members Russ King and Damon Stitcher here with us. It's such a pleasure to get to have this conversation. Very informative, so you definitely go back and check out the full podcast of this episode, which will be uploaded to this station's website, as well as graticcommunications.com. Or you can also share that link, spread the good word, and let folks know about our local Beekeepers Association and their upcoming meeting on the 14th. So while we're talking about that meeting, if we could, Russ, feel free to tell folks a bit about what they can expect at next Tuesday's meeting at the Ag Center.
Well, there'll be a meet and greet, of course, and we're going to try to find out what most of these people are interested in doing, if they just are coming to participate or if they really would like to get bees or anything like that. There'll be a short introductory meet, part of the meeting, the president introduce everybody. And then we're going to have a group of guys that we're going to go through, and we're going to have, basically, we'll have displays up so everybody can see what kind of boxes they can get and stuff like that, what they need to get. And then I'll have other stuff set up for how to get your bees, how to what you should do to get bees to put in your boxes. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to answer a lot of questions.
Because folks are going to have them. You know, so, this is an opportunity to learn from the pros. And I was wondering, you know, in terms of, well, two questions. One, does it cost to get into the meeting? And just for kind of folks that are thinking about this, you know, what kind of investment do you typically look at when you decide to become to have your own hives?
Well, as far as cost, you can come to the meetings for free. But if you decide to join the meetings, it's very nominal. I think it's $15.
I think it's $25 for a family.
Yeah, that's what it is just now. For a year. And, yes, it's just, you know, it's not a big outlay just to come to the meetings.
Sure.
We have people there that's been attending meetings for 2 years before they get their bees. Sure. You know, they just want to have all the knowledge they can. A lot of people just, enjoy the association.
Absolutely.
And the fellowship with other beekeepers.
Yeah. And just so, like, let's say someone wanted to become a beekeeper. About how much would it cost to jump in, to buy the bees and to have the materials? And let's just say, low end to high end.
You could probably get started for less than $500.
Okay.
I mean, bees are, depends on what, how you get your bees, mm-hmm. can be costly. If you go buy a whole hive that's already ready to go, you're talking $300 or $400. And then you got to buy your suit and all that. But now we have a sheet that we give everybody, the minimal things to buy for beekeeping.
Excellent.
And it's that you don't need to go buy all this fancy stuff and all that. So we promote that. We'll have the sheets on hand.
And see, this is the kind of information you can get at next Tuesday's meeting. Well, let's say there's people that are interested in either possibly raising bees or maybe joining the organization, but they can't make next Tuesday's meeting. Is there other ways they could participate in future meetings?
Yeah. Like we were saying, the third Thursday of each month, we meet at the American Legion Hall there in Douglasville. That's at 13141 Veterans Memorial Highway in Douglasville. That's just Highway 78. And if you can't meet the Carrollton meeting, just feel free to come to the Douglasville meeting anytime. We're there, like I say, the third Thursday of each month.
Excellent. Well, are there any parting thoughts each of you would like to leave our listeners with today? Let's start with Russ.
Well, I'd like to thank Paula Burke and her staff for helping us get this all organized and started. I've had some inquiries from Harrelson County and all for us to do the same thing. So we're going to try to just take our club on a road show and try to promote as much as we can.
Excellent. I know the environment's happy to hear it and all the bees here right around the area. And how about you, sir?
Just come on out. If you've ever thought about keeping bees or you think you might want to, this is the way to start. This is where you get the information that you need to see if you like this or you don't like it. Sort of like, a new pair of shoes. You just got to try them on to see if they fit.
And plus, there's nothing more calming than that warm, warm buzz of your very own bees.
There you go.
Excellent. Well, Russ King, Damon Stitcher, thank you both for representing the West Georgia Beekeepers Association today and coming on the program with us. Just a reminder one more time as we let you go. Folks that are tuning in, next Tuesday, January 14th, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Carroll County Ag Center. Come on out to the next West Georgia Beekeepers Association meeting. It's going to be out there. It is open to anyone with an interest in bees or beekeeping. There is no cost to get in. If you have more questions, feel free to call 678-614-8627. You can email kingapiary@gmail.com. That's kingapiary@gmail.com. Or visit westgabeekeepers.com. That's westgabeekeepers.com. Damon, Russ, thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And to everyone that is tuning in at home, have a beautiful day. See you next time.